few for our Saturday PTPF meeting. The topic given to me is that, is economic development not the key for real human happiness? And the arguments posed in front of me was, India has lost all his time in singing songs and reciting shlokas from mantras, from shastras, Vedas, and hearing and telling the stories of Mahabharata and Ramayana. But just see the West. It has developed so much that they don't have to work for anything, just have to press button and everything will be ready. In the excessive interest of spirituality, India has lost all its time and now it is just a poor beggar country. So is this argument is true or false? We are just going to push some of the arguments by our Vedic literature. We can see from outside what is the current scenario of the economic developed countries like UK, USA, USSR also. So there are some statistical data which is developed by the London Research Institute. They are showing these two graphs where there is a clear cut comparison between the individual happiness experienced by a person with the economic state of a country. First graph shows that is GNP is called as gross national profit, which is the sum total of all the incomes of all individuals and the individual happiness experienced by a person. So in that case is the total income in first graph is showing that hardly there is very less GNP, but the people experiencing happiness in these countries, the first one is Bangladesh, where the individual happiness recorded is high, and then the third one is India, and at the bottom end somewhere there is UK, USA also. They have so much economic developed things and their GNP is also too much high, but still the individual happiness experienced is very very less or insignificant. It is touching zero actually. So this is one. And another thing is that another one graph which showing the, this is the direct relationship between a person who is earning some money and the individual happiness experienced by happiness experienced by him. So it shows that there is a direct relationship between the income of a person and the happiness experienced by him, but to some extent, and afterwards the graph declines. Actually it has come in middle, but actually the earlier part is very less and the farther part is very long. So this is the very less. Up to the time a person fulfills his basic needs, that much income is sufficient for him to become happy. At the time after that, he just, that this economic development will just make him suffer. But just basic needs are sufficient for a person to become happy. This is statistical data. But to understand that the current miserable, current situation of the economically developed society, is very easy to understand. External, see, you can see, what we can see external is that soft, posh, long, long roads on which the most sophisticated developed cars are running, and within a moment, just pressing some few buttons on mobile, you can contact the person which is farthest place on the globe within a minute also, that also, to send a message from one place to another. It just requires a click of mouse and just email it sent. Within a few seconds you can send your message, you can send your documents, anything from one place of the world to another place. Within few hours you can reach from one part of a globe to another part with the fastest airline systems. So these are external things which by anybody, it can be, if it is seen externally, you can easily understand that this is a very developed country. But another statistics also are there which will tell, it doesn't require very learned person to understand it. 75% of the marriages end up within 1 year by divorce in USA. their increasing rate in of the suicides, increasing rate of accidents, increase in the rate of diseases and their complexity, increase in pollution, they eat the food which is cooked 8 days back. There are so many things which will tell. The increase in the rate of suicide in the youths, which is the prime time where the person can experience the highest happiness of their life, and that only there is the highest rate of suicides. So it's not that when a person is very happy, ecstatic, enthusiastic, and then he puts one rope around his neck and hangs himself to the fan. It's not that. He's utterly miserable in the life and then only he'll commit suicide. Or you know, you just are very happy with a person and he is very loving friend and just you will go and shoot him. It will not like that. When you will be completely disgusted with a person, then you will go and shoot him. So in the other case also, if they are somebody is relishing his family life very much, then he will not give the divorce. When the person is completely frustrated with their partner to live with him, he will just break the marriage. So like that. So internal things, when we go inside, we can easily see that what is the condition of the society. It's not that the society is very well doing, just like how it is fast inside, outside, it is fast inside also. No, it's completely miserable. Then where is the happiness has gone? Where we have missed the link? We have developed so many things, but where happiness has lost from our hands? If we analyze this, we can go for that is like that. The greatest danger created by the economic development is that it has made the human being completely ignorant about its real identity. According to the current economic system, it's told that life or the human being or any life for that matter is just a combination of some chemicals and nothing else more than that. So if it is like that, Vedic literature very profoundly puts the argument, you can combine some of the chemicals and just experience whether it can show some of the life symptoms or not. Suppose we combine the chemicals, can there be any combination of chemicals which will experience happiness, which will sometimes cry, which will sometimes dance, which will sometimes be morose, which will sometimes be very jolly and friendly? It's not possible. Emotions can be exhibited by a living entity. But what is that which is enabling that living entity to experience or to exhibit these emotions? It's not just a combination of chemicals, but the Vedic literature tells that the presence of a living spirit spark in the presence of a body makes the body move and experience. And there are 6 changes which a living body experiences. It takes birth, it grows, it reproduces, it decays, it dies. So this is the life cycle of a living entity, which cannot be shown by a dead thing. So what is the analogy or how we can understand between this living power spark and the body ourselves? It's that just like there is a driver in the car, there is a living entity in a body. When a driver sits in the car can move. And when the apart from the driver, car cannot move on its own. Car has to have a driver in it, then it can move. So in the same way, body in the spirit spark is moving the body, and the body is like a car. This is the analogy given by the Vedic literature. And how it works, just like when the driver moves out of the body, the car also stops. The same way, the living entity moves out the body, then the working of the body stops. So what happens in the economic development situations? We are provided by the things which are giving some kind of pleasure to us. But these pleasures are related to only this car, that is body. If suppose there is a person and he has a car, he just polishes the car whole day, washes it, fuels it, puts the petrol, this thing, that thing, so many tech cares, and he forgets to feed the driver. What will happen? How the car will move? It will not move only without the driver. So in the same way, the driver is essential to move the car and For that, the driver has to be fulfill his need first, and then the car can be taken care. In the same way, Vedic literature tells that we have to take care of the soul. If the soul is fulfilled, if the needs of the soul are provided, then it is very easy for living entity to become happy. So there is a shloka in Mahabharata which tells, Ahara nidra bhayamaitunam cha samanyetat pasube samanam dharmo hitesham adhiko visheso dharme navinam pasube samanam. So it tells that eating, mating, sleeping and defending, these are the four activities which any living entity and a human being can do. But there is a basic difference between a human being and other living entities. What is that? It can inquire about its dharma, about its nature. So, nature of a driver of that car, the nature of the soul of the body is spiritual. It can experience the happiness, it can be fulfilled its needs only in when it is in connection with the spirit. Otherwise, it's not possible. And the economic development, what it does, whatever we have developed up till now with the modern science, it just helping us to do these four activities which are done by other living entities, but in a very sophisticated way, or you can tell that little different way, sophisticated way, more proper way, high class way. So economic development helps us to prepare various dishes, fast food, this thing, that thing, for eating. We have developed so many beds on which we can sleep nicely. That is sleeping. And defending, we have rockets, bombs, machine guns, this, that, so many things to destroy each other. And mating also. There are so many technologies they have developed. By that they will not get the responsibilities of that activity, but still enjoy this pleasure. So, these are the developments which we have done by the economic development, which are all can be put in one circle, that is polishing the cage or polishing the car, not the driver. So if we just consider our body, then it's not possible for us to experience the real happiness. Without the knowledge of the soul, there cannot be any peace in the society, because the economic development will help us to become only one thing. Economic development will help us to become a better animal, nothing else. Because animals are doing the activities, and with the economic development, we are trying to do the same activities. So how the economical development are taking care of anyway the soul? What we have done for the soul? Nothing. So the Vedic literature tells, without the knowledge of the soul, there cannot be any happiness in the society. When the knowledge of the soul is get, then what the person understand and what will happen to him so that he can get the happiness? Because, you see, when the patch of dogs comes together, they will not raise the hands and form a circle and dance. It's not possible. What they can at the max do is that bite each other and tear each other and make whole chaos. And what is the ultimate result? Unhappiness, misery, nothing else. So in the same way, when the knowledge of the spirit is not there, then the person becomes greedy, just like the other living entities. He just want to acquire more and more and more and more things. And what these more and more things will do for him? They will bring more and more miseries to him, just like the living entities other are suffering. So if that greed element is not removed from the heart of a living entity, then it is just like rat race. Chazan Charan Poo tells that at the end of rat becomes a rat only. It just doesn't become realize the spirit soul. It doesn't happen. It will become rat or even bigger rat if he has win the race then. So just like that, the greed element is there present in the heart, then thus the society becomes an animalistic society. And then animalistic society will again live like animals, and there will be only miseries. There cannot be any happiness in that society. So what the spiritual knowledge does for us? Spiritual knowledge constitutes three things: education, culture and devotion. these are the parts which were put in the argument that education is the hearing stories of Mahabharata and Ramayana. Culture is etiquette and behavior which is learned by singing songs and all these things. And education is a devotion. Devotion in the heart is evoken by chanting mantras and shlokas from the verses, from different shastras. What happens by this? A human being is made different from the animal and gives the knowledge about oneself and about the God. When this knowledge is got, then he can be put into his natural conditions. A realized soul with the contact of spirit, that is a God, is completely peaceful. For that, his analogy is given in the Vedic literature, is just like that fish. If the fish is there, you take out the fish and put it in an AC compartment with a video camera and video shows and all, mobile and so many fast food, so many things. But the fish will not be happy. Why? Because the natural environment of the fish is to be in water. There he doesn't require anything. Just, you have to be just put in the water and the fish will be happy. So in the same way, when the living entity which is actually in spiritual in nature is put into the natural environment of the spirit, that is in connection with the God, it can happen, it can experience the highest happiness. It is told, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purna Amrita Swadhanam. So it's told that each and every step in the spiritual life makes a person experience the highest joy present, can be experienced by that person. So this is the actual natural environment. Then by hearing all these arguments, you may be in the conclusion that so whether we should stop all the industries, shut down them, grow forests there and just sit in a posture chanting mantras? No. Actually, the modern spiritual scientist is called A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He has given the best solution. We can do all the economic development, but the economic development without the glorification of a God, the Supreme Personality, will just bring the miseries. But that same economic development will help the person to become completely satisfied if that is used in the glorification of God, who has given the knowledge to develop that things, resources to develop economic development, and again to enjoy, God has given the abilities to enjoy that also. So in all these cases, if we glorify the Lord with our activities, then that the same activities, the same things will help us to become happy. So in these cases, it is told, Prabhupada used to give the analogy that America, which is developed with the highest economical powers and all, is like just a hefty blind man with a naked knife in his hand whirling in big people gathering. What will happen? Everything will become a chaos. This is a, first of all, it is a blind, afterwards it is hefty and it has a knife with his hand. So this economic development without the understanding of God is just like that blind man. But of course, India don't have that much wealth, that much economically developed things with it. But it has the vision, it has the eyes to see actual reality, what we are and what is our relationship with God. So, if we combine this layman, which is poor, with the hefty blind man, that can be the best combination. So, Prabhupada used to tell, if the poverty and layman like India and the well-developed American country will come together, that will be the ecstatic combination of told by the Vedic literature. So this can be the practical solution by which we can really, human society can be really become happy. So thank you very much. This is the presentation. Express my gratitude here. Check a chance to express my gratitude for all the devotees who have brought me to Krishna consciousness and helped me to come here. By their mercy and their blessings like this only, I'll go ahead. Thank you very much.
Spiritually oriented. So in the US and UK also, we see so many people are religious, and they are also like Prabhupada started movement in the US. So because people are favorable, so many temples are there, so many people go to the churches. So can we say that people of India and Bangladesh, like here also in India, people, nobody is following message of Bhagavad Gita. Everybody is following according to their own ways. So how can we conclude that this is directly related to spirituality?
Even the population of India is not spiritually oriented, but still why these countries are happy. This even though the actual spirituality or the genuine spirituality is lacking, but the traces of which are still flowing. These are the Indians. Wait, and
There was something about Shabda Praman which you were saying, that we are receiving the knowledge in...
Just let me just complete this. Most of the population is not spiritually oriented, but still the happiness experienced by... So what I was telling in the constitution of a spiritual knowledge, one is education, culture and devotion. See, if you see an Indian farmer, it has not many things with him. And so many sophisticated instruments, or he is don't have so much wealth also, economically developed class, not that. But he is cultured in his behavior. And he has some element of devotion in his heart. Even though it may not be proper, it may be hush-posh, but still, the devotion is there in the heart. And every person in India knows some little amount of education about the spiritual knowledge, who he is. Everybody says, I am Atma. Whether he accepts it or not, whether he knows how much it is correct, but still he will tell, I am Atma. Even my father was telling me, first of all, when I was coming for Krishna consciousness, he told, I am also Atma. So like that. So even the element, complete genuine spirituality or knowledge is lacking, but the constitutions of the Vedic knowledge, that is education, devotion and culture, is there. So it doesn't directly play the part, but it has a lot of effect. If somebody has devotion, if somebody has culture and education also, that he will suffer if he gather more and more, if he is greedy, then surely he will act on that, and then he will be peaceful whatever he has with him. So that may only, even if it is with knowledge or without knowledge, if the person has income which is possible for him to fulfill his basic needs, then he will be experiencing much more joy. It's possible because he is not hankering, and at the same time he is not in a rat race to gather more and more things, which will ultimately brings misery in his life. So it's not there. That's why it's possible. And as far as the US peoples are considered, they are going to church and they have some knowledge of something like that only, but these things are not there. Devotion is not there. Just going to say, I'll continue with my sinful activity. Please, Jesus, you just forgive me. Or you take sin on my part. So it's not devotion, it's just a business. You take my part, I'll do my things, and you'll suffer for that. It hardly has a devotion. So the genuine spirituality is lacking both where. But here, the roots are there of spiritual knowledge. So that is affecting still now. Satisfy this question?
Soji, we say that economic development in materialistic circle 1, in spiritual circle also many institutes are depend on economic development, in the sense that without economic development they cannot sustain their institutes. So is it so that spirituality or spiritual institute needs economic development also? But depend on spiritual, like economic development.
Again, make the question more proper with some if possible with example. It will be more.
That's like you are telling that economic development for materialistic person, like market in say like materialistic. But similarly, nowadays there are many institutes or like all the spiritual institutes, like they have to depend on economic development. Otherwise, they cannot sustain in the competition of spiritual institute also in the preaching everywhere, like all the aspects. So economic development is depend on spirituality needs economic development or no?
Spirituality can because it is the knowledge and the things which are given by God, it can encompass all the things present in the world. Whether a person poor or rich, he can use all his facilities in the glorification of God. So that's why Prabhupada was telling that we are not interested in stopping all these things, or we are not encouraging that you don't develop the car, but you develop the car and give a donation to the ISKCON, then the people will go for preaching outside. So it's possible that economic development will achieve its complete what purpose of its creation just by if it is used in the glorification of God. It's possible. I also agree that the spiritual institute, or any for that matter any institute, requires the economical development. But anything which is created by the God can be used in His service, and by that way we can be happy. So economic development can be done or cannot be done. It hardly matters. But if it is done, and if that is used in Krishna's service, then it is its perfection. So it needs, and it can be used also. So it will not, we can avoid, by this we can avoid the consequences which we are seeing here. So it's also possible. Which is considered, if these things are required, if complete education, culture and knowledge and devotion, both three things are there, then these things hardly affect the person. But if sufficient knowledge of the spirituality, if sufficient practice, if sufficient devotion in the heart is missing, and some problem will be created. Even the greed can play the part here and make the chaos. But if there is able guidance, and if there is proper use and proper knowledge how we can use that development in God's service, then this greed will not arise. Education means it's not that you have to only mug up the spiritual books and remember the verses. It's not. Education means its complete application. Their definition, while Rai Shambhu was giving the definition in his cassette, education means knowledge of soul, knowledge of God, relationship between the knowledge of soul and God, and its practical application in life. All the three things constitutes an education. So this education is complete, then it will not arise the greed factor in this case. I feel that, but Rai Shambhu and other devotees will more elaborate it. It's little bit difficult for me.
You mentioned in your speech that economic development helps us to become a better animal. So I don't understand why we are so selective in our statistics nowadays. Even the poor people, if you take the statistics in the slums and all, I don't think they are very happy. Correct? Netherlands, it is also having a statistics that it is the most peaceful country. I agree that Bangladesh is the most happy country. Netherlands is also a very, very peaceful country. And as such, there is no concept of God there. The crime rate mentioned is minimum in the Guinness Book of World Records. Right? So, and the other thing is the cliche word, basic needs. Every soul is an individual. And can you please define what is the basic need? Because one person's basic need might be a very high thing for the other person, or very less for the other person. So even the poor people, they are suffering like anything, if we see, as the rich people are suffering. So why do we make a statement like economic development helps us to become a better animal? And what is the definition of basic needs?
Economic development helps us to do the same activities which we are doing, which the other living entities are doing in more sophisticated way, and doesn't tell us anything about the actual nature of the person, which will make him ultimately happy. So this way we can tell, this is one side of that economic development that makes a person to become better animal, and which will lead to miserable condition. I think I have touched this part in first question, that because just economic development is not making miserable, but its application to become a better animal is making us miserable. So if that application is changed, then that same economic development can become the source of our happiness. So it's not that economic development is helping only a person to become animal. It can become human. It can help us to become human being also. By this, our technological advancement, we are propagating Krishna consciousness far wide in the world. And by that, people are becoming animal, human beings, real persons. So that same economical development is making a person to become happy, because it is used in a proper way. So that way it can be understood, one thing. And what was another part? Basic needs. So, yeah, basic needs of a person can be different from one person to another person. But, I cannot define exactly what basic needs will constitute, but Rai Shampu will more explain it.